local farmers and ranchers should have received their 2012 Census of Agriculture forms by now, and Jim Ewing, acting director of the Florida Office of USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, reminds them that the once every 5-year survey is often the only way to capture important agricultural data.
This data is being used by policymakers across the country. They're going to make decisions one way or the other. If they have solid information, and that's what the Census of Agriculture is, solid statistical information to make those decisions, we're all better off.
For example, Ewing gives just one real-world instance of how this data has helped farmers and ranchers on a local level.
The other day, somebody called me and says, Jim, we're getting some pressure from our county level that agriculture is not important and we're going to drop some funding for some of the programs we have. Well, do you have any data that supports that? Well, we did. We had an agriculture profile pulled from the 2007 Census of Agriculture, sent that up to them. They got that in front of the county commissioners folks, and they were making their decisions. Said, wow, there is a legitimate piece of our economy based on agriculture here in this county. So they didn't cut that funding. Just a real-life example at the local level of how our census data has been used.
Producers are encouraged to fill out their Census of Agriculture form by the upcoming deadline of February 4th. If you have not received a form or have additional questions, simply go online to usda.nas.gov for more information. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.